Let us check sports now here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Well, the Yankees swept this edition of the Subway Series. And who's the guy that put him on the board first? Who's the guy who put him on the board first? I'll give you three guesses, but I'm pretty sure you're only going to need one. All right? Here's the guy that put him on the board first in the game.
That one's driven deep to left field. There's a flight. See ya. A long home run for Judge. 1-0 Yankees.
Oh, what a Judgian blast. It went over the grandstand and way up in the bleachers. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Number 48. He's on a pace right now to hit 63. If he hits 63, he'll become the all-time American League home run champion with 63. He'll best Babe Ruth's 60 and Roger Maris's 61. And that's what he's on the pace now. If he gets toward like he was about 2 weeks ago, who knows? But it's a fun thing to watch. It's a fun thing to watch. You just do. So anyway, that's the way things stand between the Yankees, the Yanks, and the Mets. All right, we'll take a look at other Major League Baseball action because, yes, there are other teams that played last night. The Cubs over the Cardinals 2-0. The Orioles over the White Sox 5-3. Phillies over the Reds 7-6. The Braves over the Pirates 6-8-1. No, 6-1. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 9-3. The Rays over the Angels 11-1. The Giants over the Tigers 3-1. Cardinals 13, Cubs 3. The Astros over the Twins 4-2. The Diamondbacks 7, the Royals 3. The Rockies beat the Rangers 7-6. The Guardians over the Padres 3-1. The Marlins over the Athletics 5-3. The Dodgers over the Brewers 10-1. And the Mariners over the Nationals 4-2. All right. Those were the scores from last night. And the one thing I keep emphasizing this baseball season, is the amazing job that is being done by the Baltimore Orioles. A laugher of a franchise the past several years. Last year, I think they lost 118 games. This year, they're 64-58. Yeah, they're 11 games out of first place, but they're only 2.5 games out of the wild card race. Congratulations to the O's. It's nice to have them back. Yankees have an 8-game lead over Tampa Bay and 8.5 over Toronto. Cleveland, a 3-game lead over Minnesota. Houston, an 11.5-game lead over Seattle. The Mets have a 2-game lead over Atlanta. St. Louis has a 5.5-game lead over Milwaukee. The Dodgers have an 18.5-game lead over San Diego. But really, other than the Red Sox having an off season, which I think everybody kind of expected, they're 60-63. But you have to remember, and I don't care what anybody says, the American League East is, I think, the toughest league division in baseball this year. Every team is above 500, except for the Red Sox, and they're only 3 games under it. And the Red Sox are still only 7 games out of the playoffs. But what the Orioles have done is just absolutely magic. Magic. That's all you can say. In basketball news, Kevin Durant is going to remain with Brooklyn. So he's going to stay there. Um, Finally, some comments from Padres Fernando Tatis Jr. He talked to reporters after his failed PED test. Quote, I regret every single step I have taken, end quote. The Giants' Quinn Barkley, he's ready to prove doubters wrong. His quote to the press was, blank everybody. All right. Blank everybody. Pretty amazing. You know, I haven't even followed preseason football. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm involved in a million other things in my life. But the funny thing is I was on social media and I saw that the Giants defeated Cincinnati 25-22. The Jets beat the Falcons 24-16. And that's about as good as it gets. I mean, I did see Daniel Jones throw an interception. So I'm pretty sure that the wins and losses are determined by the backup players trying to make the team. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. We'll see. Trey Williams was a backup quarterback. He had a pretty decent night. What else? That's about it. Football is back. I'm not into it yet. I'm just not into it yet. I'll get there, but I'm just not there yet. All right, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.